I had this one girlfriend, and we just broke up here recently.
Yes.
And, like, she keeps calling me and keeps calling me, and just, like, I just can't get rid of her.
Why did you break up?
Well, you know, it just wasn't my type of girl.
So, in other words, you dumped her?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 15.
15, bye-bye. How long did you date her?
Huh?
How long did you date her?
For about 3 weeks.
Were there intimacies?
No, we never got that far.
Well, be honest with her and tell her that you feel your lives are going in different directions, and you'll call sometime when you'll always be friends. You know, the usual spiel you give somebody when you're giving them the heave-ho. You know, she'll get tired of it. Change your number.
My number?
Change your phone number. Well, you're 15 too, right? So your father will get mad if you change the phone number.
No, I'm 17.
Oh, you're up there. You're up there, buddy. Well, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck. Yeah. See you later. There's no easy way to do that, but I do have a chapter on it. In the Hobbit the Gaga handbook, most of the book is, of course, dedicated to getting it. I do have a chapter on getting rid of it. Yeah. Frankly, it's one of the hardest things to do. Because most people don't like the honest approach. And plus, you feel funny. You see, if you're in a relationship and it goes on for a while, and then one day you decide, I don't know, I think it's time I broadened my horizons. It's time that I got to know myself. It's time that I, thought of who I really am. All those are code expressions for you need some strength. But if you've been, seeing somebody, this guy 3 weeks, that's nothing, but you've been seeing somebody a while. I mean, just picture yourself sitting down saying, I need to talk to you. Right away when you say that, right away you get that, you see the look in their eye, the tears start to form, right away. I need some time on my own. I don't know, I may see someone else, but we can still be good friends, and, I care about you, I love you, there's a part of my life that you'll always see, you'll always be a part of my things we've done together, blah, blah, blah. You're not even believing it as you're saying it yourself! Huh? You're not even believing it yourself! And then they always jump up and say, you used me! I thought we could have something. I'm gonna jump out the window. Then you gotta hold him by the ankles. Don't jump out the window. No, I'm gonna jump out the window. You gotta put up with all of that. And oh, jeez. They want a pound of flesh. And that's the price you pay for being in the hobble business, buddy. Every now and then, there's going to be an embarrassing little scene. Unless you refer to Chapter 31 in the Hobbit the Gaga Handbook. Now, this scam can be effectively run. But you have to have a little acting ability. See, you got to do the crime. You sit her down and you try to get white as a ghost. I don't know. Over-exercise or something. Get the color out of your face. So when she comes in, you say, my God, I got to talk to you. Sit down. Say, what's the matter? What's the matter? I just got back from the doctor's office. And it's my heart. Did I ever tell you about that murmur? No, you never told me about that murmur. Well, it's gotten worse. The doctor told me today that if I have one more session of Hobble the Gee, that's it! My tick is out! We're talking Slamville. We're talking toe tag down at the morgue. She'll say, what? Yes! This is where you really got to throw in your Strasbourg theater acting. I can't make love to you. The doctor told me if I want to go on living, if I want to go on breathing air, no more hobble. One more hobble can do it to me. And I tell you what, I love you so much, and I think you are so beautiful, that I can't be around you. I just can't be around you because I'll give in. And she'll say, my God, you mean, yes, it's horrible. I can't be with the woman I love. And you embellish it. Go on from there, and you both have a good cry. Okay, maybe we could meet for lunch, someplace in a very crowded place where I won't be tempted to hold you hungrily the way I want to hold you. I used that scam very effectively one time. We both wept, and she said, well, you know what? I don't want you to die either, because you're a great person, but I could never live with the fact that I killed you. I'll get my things. Yeah. Yeah, she went and gathered up her things, you know, started putting them in the valise, started gathering, but I nearly blew it. Ooh, good. I forgot that she had stuff in the bathroom, too, and she just walked in there, caught me enjoying Rosie. She looked at me. She said, what about your heart, huh? I said, I'm so upset I want to commit suicide.
The tuna
she didn't
and
buy.
The tunes. The Grease Man, DC 101.
He's rocking this.